Here's another great Blind Geek Zone podcast by Rickster. Vista, recording CDs and DVDs with the built-in utility. Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and welcome back to the continuing series on Windows Vista. Today, I'm going to talk to you about using the built-in CD/DVD burn utility that, as far as I know, comes with all versions of Windows Vista. So what I'm going to show you today is how to burn CDs and DVDs with the utility. It is very, very similar to the utility that comes with XP, that where in XP, you drag files to your CD drive, and you have the option to write them out as a DVD. You can bring up a wizard, and this wizard will then allow you to burn the files out to your CD on XP as either music or audio. Same process exists here in Vista, and I'm going to show you that right now. One of the easiest ways to get this going is to simply stick a blank CD or DVD into your burner. I'm doing that right now. Now we'll wait a couple of seconds and you'll hear the what do you want to do dialogue come up.
DVD RW drive left parent D colon right parent list view burn an audio CD using Windows Media Player 1 of 2 to move the items use the arrow keys.
And we get a couple of options here dependent on what kind of disk we stick into the drive. In this case, I just simply put a blank CDR into the drive and it's giving me the following options.
Burn an audio CD using Windows Media Player 1 of 2.
I can either burn an audio CD using the media player,
burn files to disk using Windows,
or I can burn files to disk using the Windows burn utility. So I'm going to hit enter there.
Enter. Gold Wave, file untitled 1, burn the disk dialog, Apple 12 2007 edit, Apple 12 2007 type of text.
And Gold Wave is up in the background, so you heard that too. But the
burn the disk.
The dialog is burn a disk.
Tab, burn a disk. Shift tab, Apple 12 2007 edit, Apple 12 2007 type of text.
The first field that we come into is simply the name that we want to call this disk, and Windows will default to the date. We're just going to call this, I don't know, let's see here, select
date. Selected, Apple,
date. And we'll call it test.
T-E-S-T. Test, edit, test. Tab, burn a disk. Tab, next button to activate, press space R. Tab, cancel button to activate, press space R. Cancel button to activate, press space R. Tab, test, edit, test, type of text. Tab, burn a disk. Tab, next button to activate, press space R.
And I guess we'll go to next.
Space. Calculated time remaining dot 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 dialog. Preparing dot 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 from the discovery items dot 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 time remaining colon calculated dot 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 items remaining colon calculated dot 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 speed colon calculated dot 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 cancel button to activate press space R. List view not selected open folder to view files using Windows Explorer 1 of 1 to move the items use the arrow keys. Folder view list view 0 items to move the items use the arrow keys.
And this is
DVD RW drive left parent D colon right parent test.
Our DVD RW drive that's open for viewing. I'm going to minimize everything.
Windows end, desktop folder view with home grid.
Going to go to computer.
Enter. Not selected my sharing folder system. XP home left pair. Twist the left pair deep. Audio dash video left pair. Left colon right pair. Local disk 186 GB. 20.6 GB.
And I am going to just go here, I guess, to audio.
Enter. Audio dash video left pair. Left colon right pair. Folder view list view. End. VSS Dave training. Twist the chat 3.mp3. Twist the chat 2.mp. Twist the chat 1.mp3. Selected.
And I'm going to select these three files, and I'm going to copy them.
Copied.
And I'm going to close this window.
Alt F4. Alt Tab. DVDRW drive left parent D colon right parent test. DVDRW drive left parent D colon right parent test. Navigation bar. Tab. Toolbar desktop split tab. Search edit type and tab. Folder view list view. Zero items. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Explore pane.
And I'm going to make sure I'm back in my list view here.
Zero items.
And now I'm going to paste these in here.
Paste it. Zero items.
Well, I think I am.
Context menu to navigate. Press up or down arrow. N. New folder. N. Close. C. Properties. P. Remove properties unavailable. Rename unavailable. R. Escape. Leaving menus. DVDRW drive. Tab. Documents. To add. Tab. Explore pane. Tab. Preview. Preview. DVDRW drive. Left parent. No. Right parent. Test closed.
I was in the tree view.
Items. Use the arrow keys.
Navigation pane, which still confuses me to no end. I think I'm in the right place now.
Paste it. Calculating time remaining. Dot 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 dialog. Preparing. Dot 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 from the discovery items. Dot 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 time remaining. Colon calculating.
Once you copy the files into the drive,
cancel button to activate. Press spacebar. 5%.
The burner just starts burning automatically. It's burning right now.
90%. 98%. 100%. DVDRW drive left parent D colon right parent test. Preview preview. DVDRW drive left parent D colon right parent test closed. 3 of 6. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. 2. Twist the left parent D colon right parent closed. 4 of 6. DVDRW drive left parent D colon right parent test closed. 3 of 6. Tab. Folder view list view. Not selected. Twist the chat 1.mp3. 1 of 3. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Twist the chat 1.mp3.
And the files appear to be here. So if you were done, then we need to finalize this disk. If you were not done, you could go to other folders on your drive, select more files, come back to this, to the DVD CD drive here, and paste your files in, and it would burn those as well. I don't know if this is exactly considered a multi-session disk or not, but as you drag things here into the DVD drive, it automatically starts burning them. So, let's just say we're done here. So I'm...
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow, alt plus F.
Going to go up to the file menu.
Menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, ATI catalyst left click, play in Winamp, P. Edward and Winamp, E. Add to Winamp, bookmark, open, O. Add to Windows Media, play with Windows Media, scan with AVG, A. Close session, L.
And I'm arrowing down to where it says close session. And I'm going to hit enter on that.
Enter. Leaving menus. DVDRW drive left parent D colon right parent test. Folder view list view. Vista chat 1.mp3. 1 of 3. Folder view list view. Vista chat 1.mp3. 1 of 3. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Closing session colon. Please wait while this session is closed so the disk can be used on other computers.
And as Jaws just said, closing the session allows this disk to be taken out of the drive, put in other computers.
Disk ready, colon, your disk is now ready to be used on other computers.
Okay, great.
DVDRW drive left parent D colon right alt F4.
So let's close that.
No window is active. Windows N, desktop, folder view list view, computer 2 of 19. To move the item, use the arrow keys.
And eject this disk out. And now I'm going to insert it back in. Wait for the dialogue to come up, asking me what I want to do with it. And it
autoplay dialog. DVDRW drive left parent D colon right parent test. List view. Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer 1 of 2 to move the item. Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer 1 of 2.
Well, it says there's two options there.
Alt tab. Gold wave. File and type. Alt tab. Autoplay dialog. DVDRW drive left parent D colon right parent test. List view. Open folder to view files using. Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer 1 of 2.
Well, it says there's two options there, but I can only get to one of them, so we're going to open it to view files.
Enter. DVDRW drive left parent D colon right parent test. Folder view list view. Not selected. Twist the chat 1.mp3. 1 of 3. To move the light. Twist the chat 1.mp3.
Now, this is a data disk, The Windows Burn utility makes data disks. If you wanted to have made this an audio CD, you would have need to have went into Media Player and done that there. The same process on Vista works for DVDs as well. Had I put a DVD, blank DVD, into the drive, I would have gotten a dialog box asking me what I wanted to do with it. And that would have gave me the option to burn a disk, a data disk, with Media Player, which I don't know how that works. Two, it would have gave me an option to use the burn utility, as we just did here. And three, if you have Vista Home Premium, or you have Vista Ultimate, as I do here, you would get a third choice, and that is use the Windows Vista DVD Maker to create a video DVD. So, even if you don't have Nero installed on your computer, and I do not here on Vista since I only own Nero 6, and Nero 6 is not compatible with Vista, this is one option that I have, you know, to still burn CDs and DVDs. And I just wanted to make everybody aware of this because some people are not aware that this utility exists. Some people aren't even aware this utility exists in Windows XP. So, the utility does exist in Windows XP as well, and it comes up as a wizard. The look is a fair bit different than it is here on Vista, but the process is essentially the same. Okay, well, that wraps this segment up for creating CDs and DVDs using the Windows Vista Burn utility. And thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time with another Vista recording. Thanks. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.